Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a special commitment episode of the Cards Cast. Louisville landing another top 50 prospect in their 2023 classes. Their ranking climbs all the way to number 7 as top 50 wide receiver DeAndre Moore has announced for the University of Louisville. I am Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCama, joined as always by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, every time we do this, it's a big commitment. And once again, this is a really, really, really big commitment for Scott Satterfield and his staff.
Yeah, no, it's a massive one. And it's one that's kind of been in the works, you know, for quite a while, Michael. And, you know, think about it. This is a kid, DeAndre Moore, who was committed to Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley, when he was at Oklahoma, he was committed. He was locked to go in there. As a matter of fact, he was talking about, you know, how Malachi Nelson, who is the quarterback, the big time quarterback from out in California. I say out here in California. I'm still on the West Coast right now. But from out here in California, was committed to Oklahoma, and he worked on him to get him to Oklahoma. Well, then when Lincoln Riley when he left and went to USC, Malachi Nelson's now going there, and he decommitted from Oklahoma, and it was USC and Texas that Louisville beat for. So just put that in perspective a little bit. They beat USC and Texas. You throw in Oregon, who was kind of on the fringe a little bit, and you beat them for this guy. It's a massive score for the Louisville football staff.
Yeah, and you list those schools. I mean, but if you could go over his list of scholarship offers, it's obviously quite extensive. We're talking Alabama, Auburn, Florida State, Georgia, LSU, Miami, Notre Dame, Penn State. I mean, the list just keeps going on. You know, and these are all, you know, committable offers. You often hear about, they may not have been committable offers, but this is a kid everybody wanted.
That's the thing, Michael. That's the deal with when you run down his list of I think it's 24, 23, 24, 25, whatever it is, of offers. It's not like any of those offers are off of the table. All of those offers are on the table. This is a big-time get for Louisville. They, again, trending in the right direction for quite a while. Pierce Clarkson helped put it over the top. It was funny because I was at the Steve Clarkson quarterback retreat over the weekend, and you know, we've posted a lot of stuff. I was standing with I took a picture of the four commits and they were kind of joking around with DeAndre and you could kind of tell, but he was like walking away and that kind of thing. So but when I talked to him, and I spent a good deal of time with him, just kind of chit chatting more than anything. He doesn't to me. And I know this is going to be like a stereotype of top 50-ish guys, but he doesn't have that attitude of a top 50-ish type of guy. He is a very genuine, very real, and very honest young man. I had a nice chat with him. We'll talk more. I'll do a couple of stories this week about his family. He has a twin sister who is a minute older than he is, and she's coming to Louisville with him. It's not a deal for just him. This is his twin is coming to campus with him and is expected to go to Louisville as well. So he's excited about that, and they're excited about that as a family. Good family, good kid, and just an outstanding player. He's one of the more polished receivers that you'll see. Real strong hands, great body control, and I think he was hurt a lot last year during his junior year at Los Al. And this offseason, you've kind of seen it in some 7-on-7 stuff that he's pretty explosive. And quite honestly, Michael, I think his ranking when he, because he was injured and because there's some, you know, he played both sides of the ball and that kind of stuff. He is legitimately a guy who whose ranking could go up more so than anything else. He's 47 in our 24/7 sports top rankings of class of 2023. I'm not sure in the wide receiver rankings that he's going to go up a whole lot, but there is a there's a chance that he could, and there's some really good wide receivers out there.
Yeah, as you mentioned, number 47 nationally overall with 247 Sports, number 55 in the 247 Sports composite, which actually has him a spot higher amongst all wide receivers at number four. Both networks have him, or the network as well as the composite has him at number six in California. And just to kind of put this in perspective of how big this is, DeAndre Moore is now the third highest rated commitment in University of Louisville football program history, highest out-of-state commitment ever. He surpasses Peanut Whitehead, who'd been holding on to that position since 2006. You know, now he sits just behind Mayo's Michael Bush, Trinity's Brian Brohm, and he's the third.
Who are those guys?
Yeah, just a couple guys you may have heard of. And then, you know, but he's the third in this 2023 class that sits in the top 10 all time, joining Aaron Williams, who's at number eight, and then quarterback Pierce Clarkson, who's at number 10. So just think about that. The 2023 class, which currently has 10 in it, three of those are amongst the top 10 all-time in Louisville football program history. I mean, this Steve Wiltfong, the director of recruiting from 247 Sports, you know, chatted with Scott Satterfield, has a great story on him on our homepage of Cardinal Authority. And they're talking about, you know, how, what the momentum is like. There's your capsule right there if you want to talk about momentum. Three of the commitments in this class are amongst the top 10 all time. That's unbelievable, Jody.
Yeah. And, you know, if you, like I said, if, you know, you and I were talking off of the podcast before, if you take, look, Michael Bush and Brian Brohm, James Quick are in that top 10. They were all like you got to lock down your city. So that's the thing right there. And so those guys were expected. I shouldn't say expected to go to Louisville, but they should have gone to Louisville, and they did. And Michael and Brian and even James, I mean, those guys did things for U of L. But if you take out the state guys, okay, it's DeAndre Moore, it's Peanut Whitehead, it's Jerod Holloman, who had an unbelievable career at Louisville. Teddy Bridgewater's four. Aaron Williams is fifth, Brandon Heath is sixth, and then Pierce Clarkson would be seventh if you take out the in-state guys. And Pierce Clarkson's ahead of you know, a couple guys that did a lot of things for U of L, in Keith Brown and Devontae Fields, who had a good career at U of L. So yeah, you're talking about guys. Not only are you talking about guys that are big time guys, but Michael, you're talking about guys that produced on the field, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, think of that. I guess of that top 10, and look, Peanut Whitehead had a really had a weird career and a different type of career because of you know, injuries and not being on the field the entire time. But I mean, when he was on the field, he was good. You know what I mean? So yeah. like really, I guess Brandon Heath, the top 10 would be the one guy that's the outlier. So it's not like there's a bunch of guys on there that didn't pan out, is what I'm trying to say. These guys are ranked high for a reason.
Yeah, and just a quick little side note, since you just reported on campus, Popeye Williams in the 22 class, number 15 overall as well. So, I mean, yeah. The momentum that this staff is creating, and yeah, and Jody, you know, after they pick up one, you're like, okay, you know, now they'll fill in the rest with what you kind of normally expect, a Louisville class, some high three stars and things like that. And then they get another one, and then they get another one. And it's just the momentum does not seem to be slowing down. And, you know, and one of the things, I mean, it, as I mentioned when we started off, it puts Louisville now at number seven nationally with the class. And that's just with 10 commitments. If you look at the list of commitments, you know, the ones that are sitting above Louisville right now, many of those have many more commitments than Louisville does. And the overall prospect rating of Louisville is higher than some of those that are currently ranked above it. I mean, Louisville's current average prospect rating right now is at 9019. the highest Louisville's ever done is like 8.653. So we're talking huge jump here.
Yeah. No, it's a massive, massive jump. And again, it is a, it's a really good, it's a really good deal for this staff to be able to do some things. And the Pete, you know, you can't, I can't tell you like how much spending a few days in California with all these guys, you know, Pete Thomas is kind of like a rock star in Southern California with some of these guys, and it's the connection and the relationship, and that's what it is, Michael. Yeah. It's the relationship and the trust that they have in the staff. Yes, I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. And you know, if you saw the quote that I put on the board from Steve Clarkson, NIL is a big deal, and NIL has a lot to do with a lot of these kids, but Pierce and Steve Clarkson started this. And I mentioned Steve just because he's so involved with his son and with, and with this whole Cali to the Ville type of movement. You know, they started this and they started it because of the trust and because of the, what they, the trust and the commitment that they see from the school and have with the staff. So I just think it's a big deal all around, and I'm excited to see where this goes from here. I know we have to get off of here, and we're taking up enough time, but here's where I think it goes, Michael. Pierce Clarkson mentioned three other guys to me that are the main guys. Now there's more, and there will be more, but Luke Burgess, Jordan Church, and Madden Sanker are the three guys that they're really, really after. And quite honestly, I'm not ready to crystal ball them, but I feel really good about all three of those guys.
Yeah. You know, start getting some big beef up front on that line to protect your future quarterback. And like you, I'm feeling pretty good about those as well. Louisville is certainly done their due diligence in continuing and being consistent with recruiting each one of them, you know, and if you follow any of them on social media, you know, they all kind of, you know, I don't know if we want to say hints, but it's clear that they like their experience at Louisville, and you know, and many of them are going to be coming back soon. I mean, there's a huge official visit weekend, June 17th, you know, where, you know, Pierce and Aaron, DeAndre, and those you mentioned, they're going to be making their way back to Louisville for another huge weekend visit for the Cardinals. And, you know, so the momentum is high, and it's going to continue to go, it looks like it.
Yes, it is. And they've got one more recruiter now in the fold, because Jamari Johnson, Aaron Williams, Jaleel McClain, they're helping. Pierce is leading the way. And now DeAndre will be a major recruiter for Louisville moving forward. So DeAndre Moore, the newest commitment to the University of Louisville football program, the highest out-of-state commitment in the history of Louisville football. DeAndre Moore, wide receiver from Los Alamitos, California, is in the fold. This has been a special edition of the Cards Cast, a commitment edition, DeAndre Moore to Louisville.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.